Every week here at Mater Dei Radio, we highlight another one of our incredible local parishes. This week, we are so excited that our parish of the week is St. Edward's Catholic Church in Keyser. Joining me this morning is their pastor, Father Gary Zurr, to tell us about this incredible community. Father Gary, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, Father Gary, St. Edward's is rather special to me personally. I know many people in that community, and years ago, I actually had my first ministry job out of college there. So I know from my own experience that it is just a wonderful community, so full of faith. The people there really care about each other. They look out for each other. So maybe you can start out by telling us, how long have you been pastor there, and what has that experience been like for you?
I've been here since 2004.
Wow.
I thought it was a 12-year gig. And I came from Tillamook, you know, land of rain. And the pastor before me had passed. I came in, they'd already made assignments, and I was planning my new year in Tillamook. And they said, we'd like you to consider coming here. And I said, where's Keyser? Because I didn't know where it was. And, you know, I mean, I went to school at Mount Angel. But anyways, I asked few questions, and they said, yeah, daily mass is at noon. I said, I'll take it. So that was it. You know, that's all I needed to hear.
Not a 6 a.m. daily mass.
No. So anyway, that was the beginning of it. The parish was hurting. They had 4 or 5 years of one thing after the other. So I just kind of let them settle. You know, they just needed somebody they thought was going to stick around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe in changing things right away. I just wanted to find out where they're at and really honor the best of what came before me. And I found
sure.
There was a lot of good here. People here, you had to love St. Ed's to be here because it was so hot in the summer. And the church wasn't air conditioned. There were no windows.
Oh, boy.
And so I got there in September. I said, where's the fans? And I went right down to Walmart and bought 8 big white fans. And they thought I was next thing since Christ. I said, well, you know, I'm wearing a lot of clothes here. I don't want to be hot either.
Sure.
So that was the beginning. You know, I did that. But the people that were here loved St. Ed's so much. We had started a Spanish mass 2 years earlier, and it's now up to 1,200, more than that.
Wow.
The church is full. We built the new church and opened in 2013, I think. It was twice as big as the old one. Within a year, the Spanish mass had grown by a third. Then we expanded the parking lot. I said, we got more parking than Walmart here. We'll never use it. Well, within a year, that Spanish mass is standing room only. But I love that Spanish community. We have such a great group of folks there and leading it. I've got the best staff in the world here. Us pastors get credit for what our staff does. And having been in the airline industry for 10 years and also other jobs, I just know you're only as good as the people that are working with you. They are my representatives, and we work as a team, and we're very collaborative here. And that goes for the pastoral council and finance council. I think one of the best things here, being near the seminary, mm-hmm. we've been getting deacons for about maybe 15 years off and on.
Wow.
And from transitional deacons, you know.
Sure.
I've been getting the coolest guys every year. And I'm friends with almost all of them now. There have been priests some 10, 12 years. The parish has been trained to, you know, to teach them and be gentle mm-hmm. with them if they don't preach well. And that's been a real blessing for the parish. We have 3 separate sets of parents of priests in this parish.
Wow.
And Father Brent Dershowitz is from here. So he just got ordained and his parents are here. And so it's very cool. The parish has been a real challenge in many ways. I've always had health troubles, but God always provides. He's always provided help. Father Jim Coleman moved in here, and he stayed here and filled in for me more times than I could count when I was sick. And when he died, it was such a tragedy. And everybody was so moved by that.
Yeah.
And I love what I do. I love the people. I'm having some health issues right now, and Father Athanasius is here. We now have 2 priests, which is taking a lot of getting used to on my part.
Sure.
Because I want to do everything and you can't. And but, you know, it's part of God's will. You know, I said, the Lord said, hey, you've been there 21 years. Maybe it's time for something different here. And life's just a learning experience. The main thing is I love this place. It's just fit.
Yeah.
You know, I knew what not to do when I got here, which is don't change anything. They've been through enough. And we took our time, and I really listened, and we discerned what we wanted to do.
And we were talking earlier about when you drive down River Road, you see, first of all, you see that huge cross kind of more by the parish hall, and then you see that still pretty new church. That's just incredible. I mean, that's a beautiful church, but I love that you really can tell driving down River Road that's a Catholic church there.
Yeah, it's unique. You know, that church, we got a kind of a looker because what they wanted was light because we had none, Orthodox, Northwest, and a little bit funky because this parish is a little bit unusual in some ways. And so we put up 25 drawings. We had everybody vote and we picked the highest vote getter. And that's exactly what you see. Everything's Douglas fir in there. And they had these funky glue lamps. They're wood that's been pressed together. The humongous curved beams that evoke a cathedral, that was the idea. They had to close River Road to get them in here. And apparently there's something really unusual about this because when it was first built, we had all kinds of groups from Japan and Korea and the East in particular, but we had like four or five different groups of which they wanted to see mainly our glue lamps. In a way, it looks a little bit like PDX. I'm not saying we're the same, but you can see some of the same elements.
Wow.
People in the wood designing architect industry came.
It is unique that it feels like a church, but it's so open and light and with the wood and just a lot of the light coming through that I think it's awesome.
We wanted Orthodox too. So everything's lined up, tabernacles in the center, life-size crucifix. You know, we had everybody look at those blueprints that worked on the church. Mike Grant locally did it.
Oh,
very
yes.
Proud of those
yeah.
Buildings. He thinks it's one of his crown jewels because it was very technically challenging to put this thing up.
Sure.
Especially the last beam in the center was, they had to redo it three times. It was fascinating.
Well, for our listeners out there, if you haven't had a chance to go to St. Ed's, next time you're driving through Kaiser, that it would be a great place to go to check out this wonderful church building, but also the wonderful community. This morning, I am speaking with Father Gary Zurr. He is the pastor at St. Edward's Catholic Church in Kaiser, and they are Mater Dei Radio's Parish of the Week. Now, Father Gary, I know fall is a busy time at many parishes. The ministries are starting back up again. So what are some of those ministries or events that you have coming up?
We just started a St. Monica prayer thing for those who have family members that are away from the faith.
Oh, wow.
That's the latest thing. We do Catholic Come Home. That's a lot of graduates from that. And Brad, our pastoral associate of now 12 years, I think 13 years, he does a Bible study. I used to do that. So we've got that going, or now he's going to be doing a catechesis thing. And so we're doing that. And, you know, we have all the usual stuff, you know, religious ed and everything. We have all kinds of things, rosary makers. Now we got like something like 25 ladies and a couple of guys.
Wow.
That's their ministry. That's what they do. You know, the main thing is in a church, you want to be in a small group if you're in a parish where the 10th largest. And that's St. Ed's to them. So we try to start as many little things as possible.
Sure.
You know, a men's group, prayer shawl group. And so there's all kinds of things. I just try to say yes to something. If it comes along, I write it down on my phone and then we pray about it, talk about it, and I try to delegate it out to somebody.
That's great.
And see if it flies, you know?
Yeah. Well, one of the things I've noticed just being around St. Ed's over the years is you have that incredible staff that you're talking about, but you also have the volunteers that support them. Like I've gotten over the years to be around, for instance, the youth group, how many volunteers help with that. So just, I feel like at every aspect, there's a lot of parish involvement, which I just think is really cool.
You know, our youth minister's been ill. So she had to get a team that she could count on, and it got more people involved. Then they understood that she needed them, and so they were people step up to the plate. You know, our St. Vincent de Paul was down to one guy. So when he died, people thought it was over. I said, no, next thing you know, we got 22 people in there.
Wow.
You know, just somebody else steps up, and God is good to us. You know, we have an adoration chapel 24/7 facing River Road, and I think that's the powerhouse of the whole parish. You know, if you're praying, God's going to protect you. You know, we got those people praying all the time in there. And that's just fantastic, you know.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's our main work, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And then we do a lot of outreach, too. We have a sister parish that we're connected with over in Europe that's very poor. And we do something for them every year. And I really love that. That was always a dream of mine when I finally found something that worked. And we have a community dinner once a month, and that took some doing.
Yeah.
We do the giving tree. That's the one time that people can actually give and they don't know who's receiving it, you know.
Mm.
The best thing when you make a package out for a kid you're never going to see. We're involved in a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah.
You got to outreach and prayer is the main thing. Just encouraging your staff and volunteers, you know, because that's where pastors are orchestra leaders, you know, really. I can't do all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to kind of let the Holy Spirit guide you, I think.
Yeah.
You know, in my case, it really helped to be older, I think, because I've been down the road with various my job and in the past, several jobs. And I kind of knew what worked from them. That
mm-hmm.
the bosses that trusted you, you'd do anything for them. And that goes for the parish prisoners. If they know that, you know, you got their back, it means everything. As I told Archbishop William when I got ordained, I said, you know what? You're getting a used car. I said, somebody else got the best years of my life, but I'll give you what I have left. And that I was 40, you know. So I think they got their money's worth of getting they had 30 years out of me. So.
Well, I know that St. Edward's is lucky to have you. And it's just been so great to talk about your wonderful community there. One thing I'll mention, another activity among the many others that I know is coming up very soon, is those delicious Berliner sandwiches that your parish serves at Oktoberfest every year.
We've been in that since the second year. So we've got the best spot at the Oktoberfest. We're right under the Glockensfield.
Yes.
And so you can make sandwiches and watch the action.
I've made those before. If you're on Oktoberfest, check it out.
They're wonderful. Yeah.
Well, Father Gary,
thanks for plugging us.
Of course. Well, Father Gary, it's been such a pleasure talking with you about St. Edward's as our Parish of the Week. Thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome. God bless all you guys too.